The 23rd Psalm is a psalm about a journey. It's a psalm about how God takes care of us in the rigors and dangers of a journey. And it is that dynamism and that idea that God cares for us that makes the psalm such an enduring favorite. So the psalm says that God finds lush places for us to camp at night. God leads us beside waters where we can get a fresh drink when we need it. That even God's challenges and protections are designed to prepare and strengthen the traveler for the rigors of the journey. That's what it means when thy rod and thy staff comfort me, to use the old King James language. The idea is of being on a journey. And one of the challenges of being on a journey, especially for ancient folks, is that you can be chased by all kinds of things. Bandits, enemies, armies can chase you when you're on a journey. But the psalm says, surely goodness and mercy will pursue me. The word in Hebrew is pursue. The idea being that rather than having bandits pursue you, God's graces will pursue you. It's a beautiful image. And when it talks about leading me on paths of righteousness, that word for paths has behind it the imagery in Hebrew of, a rut in the dirt road, a channel, a carved out space that's been carved out by wagon wheels as the ox pull the wagons along the dirt road. And so the implication in the text is that God helps us find our groove. God helps us get into the right path to find our way. So that the psalm is very much about this God who actively intervenes in our life to protect us on the journey, to guide us along the way. It's a much-loved psalm, and it's a psalm that is full of imagery that is dynamic and active and moving. It is that dynamism in the 23rd Psalm that the author of the Gospel according to John picks up and uses when talking about Christ the Good Shepherd. The imagery there, too, is dynamic. It is not the imagery of being dynamic in terms of God being only providing protection to us. This dynamism is different than that. The Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father, and the Son knows the disciples the same way that the Father knows the Son. God loves Jesus, and Jesus loves us in the same way that Jesus loves God, and God loves Jesus, and we love God. There is this connection that happens. It's almost like the old logical formula that we learned in school. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. We all remember learning that. And the idea there is that this is what's going on, that in Jesus we are brought into the dynamism and the love that flows between the members of the Trinity. The idea is that we become a part of God, sharers in God's life, because of Christ, our good shepherd. The dynamic is really, it's a very interesting one, and it runs all the way through John. At the beginning of the gospel, we get that beautiful hymn where it says that Christ is God's creative word and that Christ made the world at God's command. And the idea there is the old wisdom idea that getting in line with God's wisdom means getting in line with the way that the world itself was made. And that's the idea here as well. Following the Good Shepherd means living in Christ, and therefore living in the love that flows between and among the persons of the Trinity, and therefore living in accord with the very energies and drives and desires that made the universe. The idea is one of participation. And because the idea is one of participation, that we are the sheep. Where'd the sheep go? There was a sheep over there this morning. It must have wandered away. The idea that we are the sheep who follow the Good Shepherd means that we should go out into the world and be shepherds of Christ's love too. That's the challenge. In the history of Christian art, early in the early years of the church, when the empire was not Christian and often persecutory, the favorite image of those early Christians was Christ as the true emperor of the world. The word that's used for that is Christ Pantocrator, meaning all-powerful. That icon on the wall back there is a Christ Pantocrator. He sits as emperor. There's a cross in his halo or nimbus. He's holding his right hand up in blessing and holding a Bible. And that's Christ, the true emperor. And that image spoke to Christians dealing with a hostile empire and a hostile emperor. They could remember, yes, that emperor over there in Rome is hostile and we are being persecuted, but that's not the real emperor. The real emperor is Christ. And that image served for many, many years. And it isn't until after Constantine makes Rome Christian that we start to see imagery of the Good Shepherd. It's after Constantine makes Rome Christian and cemeteries can happen above ground and not just in the catacombs that we start to see statues of Christ with the sheep over his shoulders. You've seen that image. They start to show up, and they show up first in cemeteries because they remind us that the Good Shepherd leads us on a journey, like the journey in Psalm 23, leads us on a journey from life through death and into life. In addition, that Good Shepherd becomes the model now. Now that we don't have to worry about who the false and true emperor is, what is our calling? What are we supposed to do as the sheep of the Good Shepherd? We are supposed to go out and be shepherds too. There's a mutuality that comes into play in John's gospel, because John's gospel in particular always takes core biblical ideas and makes them more radical. You know that the word radical and the word radish have the same origins, has to do with roots. To be radical means to be rooted. And that's what the gospel according to John does, is it takes several key biblical themes and roots them, makes them radical by showing us how they're tied to the very nature of God and the universe that God made. And the shepherding love of God draws us into the life and love of God and sends us into the world around us as shepherds of that love. We are supposed to be for the world the way Christ was for the world. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold, says Jesus. So that's the challenge today. Missing sheep and all. That's the challenge. The challenge is to be shepherds. Because we are so well shepherded.